Welcome everyone to the Score Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Boone. Glad to have you riding along with us today as we get you all caught up on the injuries that are probably going to factor into your fantasy decisions this weekend. Let's face it. So four games already in the books. Should be less to cover on this episode. I say should be though, because we always end up going long on these injury episodes. But let's start with quarterbacks. Not a lot to talk about here. That's kind of surprising considering all the quarterback injuries we've had this season. But Derek Carr, he's coming off the bye. He was dealing with that shoulder issue. He was also in concussion protocol. He's all cleared now. The Saints completely removed him from the injury report. So no doubt that he's going to be starting. And he's in a matchup with the Falcons where he's going to be a mid to low end QB2 for fantasy. And that's really it for notable quarterback injuries. The only other quarterback that I'll mention here is Mac Jones, and it's not because of an injury. It's just because there was so much talk that he might get benched over the bye week, and that's still possible. We haven't heard a formal announcement or a really strong report going either way, but there were some reports that suggested that Jones would probably still get the start this week coming out of the bye, but that he would be on a very, very short leash, and that we'd either see, you know, Bailey Zappe or Will Greer sitting there ready to take over if the game doesn't go the Patriots' way. Bill Belichick, he doesn't want to show his cards at all. And the reality for this is that, you know, it just doesn't matter for fantasy. Ramondre Stevenson's a low-end RB2. Demario Douglas, he's a wide receiver 3 flex, but that's based purely on volume. And other than that, I really wouldn't be starting anybody on this offense in your fantasy lineup. I mean, I just wouldn't do it. On to running backs. DeAndre Swift, he's been limited in practice with an ankle issue. I didn't see anything throughout the week that made me think that he was going to miss this game or be hampered in any way, and he was removed from the injury report on Friday, so I'm projecting a very big game for him against the Bills. Kyren Williams, he's making his return to the lineup after that ankle injury that put him on IR. He's been full practices all week. I'm expecting a near normal workload for him, which means just an automatic starter for fantasy. Based on the comments that we heard from Sean McVay, I think they're just going to throw him right back out there. He might not be, you know, getting quite as much work as he got early in the season, but he is going to get the bulk of the work. I'm pretty confident in that, and it makes him a high-end RB2 with RB1 upside for fantasy. Derrick Henry, he was on the injury report with an ankle issue, but I think this is just a maintenance day for him. They usually do something like this, you know, limited practice or rest days, and then he gets back to full. That's what we saw him do this week. So nice matchup for Henry going against that Panthers run defense. He could have a good day finally. Damian Pierce on the Texans, so he's back to full practices after he missed a couple games there with the ankle injury, and they still listed him as questionable, but I expect that he's going to play. And that kind of throws this backfield into flux because Devin Singletary, he's just been cruising the last few weeks as a workhorse back in this offense, seems to fit the offense better than Pierce too. And the question now becomes, did the coaching staff see enough from Singletary to keep him out there as the starter moving forward? I project that that probably will be the case, but with Pierce back, he's going to get some touches. It's not going to be the complete workhorse role that we saw the last couple weeks. And one of the things that was propelling Singletary was that massive volume. So it's kind of bad news all around here. Singletary won't be as good of a fantasy start. He's also going against that Jags front, which is pretty tough against the run. And now he's going to be sharing touches with Pierce in some capacity here. And there's also, if you look at it on the opposite side, there's no way that Pierce is going to shake Singletary at this point. So he is never going to return, barring an injury to Singletary. Pierce is not going to return to that level that people were hoping for before the season. So to me, Singletary's a high-end RB3 for this game. Pierce is a risky flex play at best, and I'd be keeping Pierce on the bench until we see how they split work moving forward. There's a chance, though, that Singletary could continue in that bell cow role if he continues to produce like he has been the last couple weeks, and if Pierce returns and struggles a little bit like we saw him do earlier in the season. But it's going to be a little bit more difficult to project for at least the next week or two until we see what they plan. We also have Deonta Foreman on the Bears. He's nursing an ankle and shin injuries, and he's on a different timeline than most players because he plays on Monday night, so we only have the Thursday-Friday practices to go off of. He missed practice on Thursday, got back out there limited on Friday, which at least gives him a chance to keep ramping up and to potentially play in the Monday nighter. I've kept him out of the rankings for now, though, because they have this three-headed committee with him and Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson, everybody being healthy. Well, we'll see about Foreman, but last week everyone was healthy. They all played. I don't think they need to push Foreman to play because they have two other guys that could step in there. So we'll see what he can do in practice on Saturday. If he's out for the game, then Herbert's a high-end RB3. Roshan's a flex option. And if Foreman plays, then it's really just back to being a messy three-headed backfield, and they'd all be risky flex plays at that point. The Vikings have also been pretty good against the run for most of the year. Some less impactful injuries that we can note here. Jerick McKinnon, he's been ruled out for the Chiefs. It's a groin injury for him. And his absence, it's just more reason to push Isaiah Pacheco up the rankings. Pacheco, a fringe RB1 this week. Kendre Miller on the Saints, he continues to not practice due to an ankle injury. So Jamal Williams is going to be locked into that number two back role in New Orleans. And Miller being out, it does help Alvin Kamara a little bit. He should see a few more touches. And then, not an injury here, but Leonard Fournette, we're still waiting to see if he's going to get promoted from the practice squad, and we'll see at that point how he can fit into that Bills backfield. This matchup with the Eagles, it would be the worst possible spot for him to join the lineup, though. Still, we'll be watching closely on Saturday to see if he gets promoted. And we can continue on to receivers here. Justin Jefferson, not back this week. They're being really cautious with the hamstring, and they have a bye in week 13, so it just makes sense to hold him out this game, give him a couple more weeks to heal up. So it's going to be the same approach for fantasy that we've seen recently with this Vikings passing attack. So TJ Hawkinson, he's an elite tight end one option. Jordan Addison, he's a wide receiver three with wide receiver two upside. And then KJ Osborne, Brandon Powell, they're just dart throw flexes. AJ Brown and the Eagles, so he was limited this week with a thigh injury. His teammate Devonta Smith, he missed practice on Friday. I couldn't figure out why that was, though. I'm not sure if it was injury related or not, but either way, both guys were removed from the final injury report. They're both good to go against the Bills. Brown is a wide receiver one for fantasy, Smith is a wide receiver two. Keenan Allen, so he was limited with a shoulder issue on Wednesday, back to full practices after that, so he's fine for this week. His teammate Jalen Guyton, he's questionable with a groin injury. If Guyton were healthy, he would be in the flex conversation, because we know that the rookie Quentin Johnston, he just hasn't been getting it done, but we're going to have to wait until Sunday to know more about whether Guyton is going to play or not. Now, here's the big one, Cooper Kupp. So he's dealing with an ankle injury. We didn't know for sure whether he would play this week, especially after he was DNP on Wednesday, but he's been able to ramp things up. Sean McVay said Kupp will be out there on Sunday. And his teammate Puka Nacua, he started the week limited with a shoulder issue. He got back to full practices, so he's good to go. I'll be moving these guys around a bit in my next rankings update, but they're both going to be in that fringe low-end wide receiver one, high-end wide receiver two area. If I had to pick between them, I would go with Kupp. I don't think that there's any reason to put him out there and risk, you know, making this worse if he's not close to full health. So I would expect him to be a full go, unless we hear otherwise on Sunday morning. And Jay Glazer, he tends to have a lot of Rams news. You know, he's very tight with Sean McVay. So we'll listen in on Sunday. We'll see if Glazer can tip us off about Kupp's usage. Lots of action with the Ravens receivers here. So Zay Flowers, he went limited, DNP, and then full, and that was due to a hip injury. He said he's going to be out there on Sunday, though. He told reporters he isn't anywhere near the rookie wall, so you love to hear that confidence. His teammate, Odell Beckham, so he went DNP, limited, and then full, and he's dealing with that shoulder injury. We talked about that back on Monday. He's likely going to play. If he's practicing in full on Friday, I would expect that he'll play. They still listed him as questionable, so we'll have to wait here to know for sure. And then their other teammate, Rashad Bateman, he was dealing with a foot injury early this week. He got back to full practices. He's off the injury report. So this means that Flowers, a fringe low-end wide receiver two, Beckham would be in the wide receiver three flex mix, but more of a risky flex due to the injury. And then Bateman's a wild card. He's looked a little better recently, but the production, it just hasn't been there. So he's a desperation flex unless OBJ does get ruled out. Another pack of receivers here to cover, the Cardinals receivers. They got a few guys hurting. Marquise Brown, so he was downgraded as the week went along. He's dealing with a heel injury, limited, and then two straight DNPs Thursday and Friday. And normally you would expect that a guy would get ruled out at that point. They listed him as questionable, so I'm leaning towards him not playing. We'll see what kind of news comes out over the weekend, though. I suppose that they're listing him as questionable. There's a chance he could get out there, but from what we're seeing, it feels a little unlikely at this point. His teammate, Michael Wilson, he's already been ruled out. He's got a shoulder injury, kept him out last week too. And then a little further down the depth chart, Zach Pascal, he's questionable with a hamstring. So if Brown plays, You have to knock him a bit due to the injury. So he's more of a boom or bust wide receiver four flex. If he's out, which is what I'm currently anticipating, then Rondale Moore and Greg Dorsch, they become very interesting wide receiver three flex options. And Trey McBride, he is going to get all the targets that he can handle at tight end. The Buccaneers, they got a ton of injuries this week, mostly on defense, though, so we don't need to worry about it too much for this episode. But fortunately, Chris Godwin, he avoided an injury designation. He was limited in practice this week with knee and elbow issues. He's good to go, though. Makes him a wide receiver three flex. We'll keep going here, too. Josh Downs, that knee injury that we talked about earlier in the week, we mentioned it on Wednesday's show, coming off the bye. He's not even on the injury report, so I'll be moving him up into the wide receiver three flex range. George Pickens on the Steelers, he had a shin injury, limited him early in the week. He's off the injury report now, so I'm pretty excited to see what he can do under a new offensive coordinator. He's still in the wide receiver three flex range, though. Until we see some positive changes, I'm not going to move him up too far. T. Higgins, he's been ruled out again due to the hamstring injury, but with Jake Browning under center, I mean, you're not that excited to play Tyler Boyd or Trenton Irwin or any of the other guys that could step up. It's Ja'Marr Chase, just based on the volume and the talent there. I think he can still be a wide receiver too. Potentially, if he can find the end zone, he might even be able to get himself back up into that low end wide receiver one range, but really nobody else in that passing attack's that interesting. Noah Brown, he still hasn't been able to practice due to the knee injury. He's been ruled out again. So that makes Nico Collins more exciting as a low end wide receiver two, Robert Woods as a deep flex, and then Tank Dell, he's locked in as a high end wide receiver two, and he might even be nearing wide receiver one status for fantasy. On the other side in that game, Zay Jones on the Jags. So he made it back last week, was limited in practice this week with the knee. Now they've ruled him out. So on a typical team, that would normally improve the outlook for all the other receivers. But on Jacksonville, it makes you question whether you should even play Calvin Ridley because he just has insane splits when Jones plays and when Jones doesn't play. So Ridley, more of a high-end wide receiver three now. Christian Kirk, he's in the low-end wide receiver two territory. He does okay, actually, when Zay Jones isn't around. And it also makes the tight end, Evan Ingram, he's more appealing as a mid to low-end tight end one. He tends to have better games when Jones is out of the lineup. Darius Slayton, so he's doubtful with a neck injury. If you're looking for long shots, I guess Jalen Hyatt, Isaiah Hodgins, they would fit that bill in really deep leagues, but I'm not going out of my way to play any Giants receivers. I don't want to put them in my lineup. Treylon Burks, he's out with a concussion still. We're wishing him all the best as he's trying to come back. And the Panthers, they have some injuries in the secondary this week, so maybe DeAndre Hopkins can come through with a big game. And really, the only other guy that you'd be looking to in the Titans wide receivers would be Kyle Phillips, but he's just a deep flex. And then Michael Thomas, he's on IR. I only mention it again. I know it's kind of old news, the Saints coming off bye, but Rashid Shaheed, he is a strong wide receiver three play, very explosive player, a guy who had 9 targets in that last game when Thomas got hurt. And then the rookie, A.T. Perry, he's worth wide receiver four flex consideration because he's the one stepping into that Thomas role. And based on what we've seen so far, I think he's going to be able to produce in that role. That brings us to tight end. So TJ Hawkinson, he's got the rib injury. They've limited him in practice. He is going to play, though. He's just been outstanding this season, too. Plus, this might be his last game without Justin Jefferson active. So just a no-doubt elite tight end option there. Mark Andrews out for the season. Just one more time mentioning that. Isaiah Likely, he's going to get his shot to prove himself this week. He's a low-end tight end one. Dallas Goedert, he's going to sit out again. They haven't put him on IR, though, so the Eagles must think that there's a chance that he's going to get back within these 4 weeks. I also should mention that one of his replacements, Grant Calcaterra, he's been ruled out as well with an ankle injury. So Jack Stoll and Albert Okwuegbunam, they're going to pick up the snaps there. Neither's worth your time for fantasy. Both are just long shots to have really any value at all. They probably would have to score a touchdown to really come through. Gerald Everett, he was limited, and then full today for the Chargers. He's got that chest injury. The full practice makes you think that he'll probably suit up this week, but not a great matchup for the Chargers tight ends. They're facing the Ravens, so Everett, Donald Parham, they're not great streamers this week. And then Hayden Hurst, he's been ruled out again for the Panthers. He's dealing with a concussion. His backup, Tommy Tremble, just a touchdown or bust guy, so not somebody that you really want to play for fantasy if you can avoid it. And that is all for today's show. So if you're looking for more, I have Start, Sit, Stash, Quit. That's up over at The Score. That went up today. I'll be back Sunday morning with the rankings updates. I'll do the Twitter takeover, The Score account, 10:30 a.m. Eastern for that, as always. And until then, big thanks for following me on Twitter at Justin Boone. Big thanks for listening to the show, and we will see you next time.
Said leave on time, my baby. Said leave. leave on time. Leave on time with me tonight. I said leave on time.